The foundation of our faith is the Word of God. When Paul wrote towards the end of his life to his protege Timothy, he told him these things: "From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is given of God." In other words, I think the Greek is it was breathed out by God. "And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Faith in Christ is not blind faith. It must be built on the knowledge of the truth as revealed in God's Word. Scripture is breathed out by God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. In America, a major poll recently done by the America's Research Group indicated that 2/3 of young people who were raised in the church leave the church once they leave their home. That's particularly true of children who are grown up in the public schools. About 90% of those leave the faith. They're taught constantly evolution. They're taught that God's morality has no place in their education. So they get constantly bombarded with the world's truth rather than God's truth. If they go to college, their faith is immediately ridiculed as being unscientific and silly and ridiculous. They're not taught to defend their faith, and so they are easy prey to the world. But as you're seeing from our series of sermons on the foundational truth from Genesis, God's word is true from the very first. In the first 11 chapters, the Bible describes creation, Adam and Eve and who they were, the institution of marriage, man's sin and fallen nature, the judgment on sin and a worldwide flood, the origin of the so-called races and of all the languages and nations. On and on, these basic doctrines are there and explained by God in an explanation that explains our world far better than any materialistic or secular theory. We need to have faith in that word, and you need to know that it's true, and that's why we've taken time in Genesis to do so much on these foundational truths. Our faith is not a blind faith in the Word of God. Father, you are the Holy One. You are set apart from all of us because you are the Creator. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient, knowing all things. As Jesus confessed in his prayer for us in the Gospel of John, your word is truth. We thank you that you have revealed your word of truth to us. We revel in your truth. May our faith be firm in your word. In Jesus, the precious one, we ask these petitions of you. Amen.